Great. I'm going to go ahead and ask Sharon if you would to open us in prayer this morning. Oh, Sharon, are you there?
Oh, sorry, I was on mute.
Oh, no problem.
Father, we give you thanksgiving, God. Lord, for the gift of your Son, Lord. Father, for the gift of your Spirit, Lord, for your love for us. We give you thanksgiving for this nation, Lord. We give you thanksgiving, Lord, that when all is said and done, we didn't choose you, you chose us. And we worship you. We honor you, Lord. And we ask you to meet with us and give us the mind of Christ in all that we say and do. It's in the name of your Son that we ask you this. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sharon. I see someone who just joined us at the 205 number. Who's that, please?
Mark Hawkins.
Hey, Mark. Great. Thank you for being on. And a 515 number. Who is that, please?
Brenda Brown.
Good morning, Brenda. Fantastic. Thank you for being on. All right. Well, again, we appreciate you all taking the time to join us this morning. I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Leah for some great updates around Keep Faith in America.
Wonderful. Thank you, Summer. So glad to have every one of you on the call today. Before we move into Keep Faith in America updates, I wanted to just welcome some new folks. As you all know, the American Prayer Caucus Network is growing still. We have now added three new states just recently, Arizona, Idaho, and Wyoming, as official legislative prayer caucuses. So we are thrilled to add to the numbers. We have nearly 1,000 legislators now that are in the American Prayer Caucus Network, including federal and state leaders. We also have some new state directors. You guys heard from Elizabeth before. From Washington. We also now have Renee Padilla in Arizona, who I don't believe is on the call today, but we have Brenda Brown in Iowa, who is a new state director. And we just wanted to say welcome, Brenda. So glad you're with us, and just give you a moment to say hello and introduce yourself to the group.
Hi, everybody. I am Brenda, as she said, and just excited to be able to pray with you folks and see what God's doing throughout our legislative system. Just thank you, and just in really looking forward to getting to know some of you.
Great. Thanks, Brenda. Sorry to put you on the spot like that. I just wanted to make sure that they got the chance to hear your voice, and we're just so thrilled to have you as part of a team. This is an amazing group of men and women who have been faithful and have been just incredible ministers and champions for all things prayer and religious freedom and faith in America. So we're glad to have you as a part of it, Brenda. Now moving on to the next piece. So Keep Faith in America. So just wanted to give you kind of an update of what's going on, answer some questions. We could not be more thrilled and excited about the momentum that this is building. So we talked last time on the big teleconference call. We had a huge response. Over 108 folks were on the teleconference call when we met. These were leaders of organizations as well as legislators from 26 different states that were on the call when we were rolling out the Keep Faith in America plan or strategy, the first step in the strategy, bigger strategy. And we have now nearly 30 states that are planning big kickoff events. And just as a quick overview of for anybody that's kind of trying to get their mind around this again, January 16th is the launch event for a big campaign or a big plan that will span over multiple months. And in January, the big focus is the legislators, with January 16th being the key kickoff date, in addition to proclamations, resolutions, any teleconference calls. I know some folks are speaking at events, and they'll be using these talking points when they're speaking to pastors or groups throughout the entire month of January. So the legislators are kicking this off, and there seems to be great response, and we are working with the folks in Congress. And I know the question is, when is the U.S. Capitol going to be doing theirs? And we don't know yet. We hope we're going to be meeting with people Friday and all of next week. And they just got their calendar for 2018, which is what you're always waiting for, is when are they actually going to be in session. And so that now we have that, and now we can have the conversations about the best opportunity to have an event or a press conference in the U.S. Capitol. So that's going to make a difference on when we have this Facebook Live event. But I jumped ahead a little bit. We will let you know the minute we have that date, that time, and the minute we know what the span of time that this Facebook Live event is going to be running. So we're still working on the details around the timing of that. But back to the big plan of this Keep Faith America plan. So the January 16th is the big kickoff. And we're so grateful, obviously, for all that you guys are doing. You've done so much. We sent you the legislator packet yesterday, and we hope that you all received that. We also send it to all the prayer caucus chairmen. We knew we were going to have to do this. Some of the folks, some of the state legislatures can't receive zip files, so we're downloading it to some of their – they're asking it in other ways, which we are providing for them as they request it. We're also going to put all of these documents online and downloadable from our website, so we'll be able to send people a link where they can go and download each one of these individually if they need it. So we're providing a couple of different ways in which you can access these documents, but mostly we just wanted to get them in your hands yesterday with all the different pieces. And before I go any further, before I actually talk about the January 16th event and the details of it, I want to just make sure and explain all the things that we sent you and what we would like, you know, what they're for. So we basically gave you a two-page executive summary, and I've been using this two-page executive summary, that's the first thing on your list, to give as a single document to anybody that's wondering what this is. It really is just a nice overview of what the entire plan is. The January focus government document let me just make sure I'm using the same verbiage that you guys received them. January focus government document. So that is to give specific details. That should give you all the details that you need in a sort of step-by-step checklist kind of way. And then the flyer is to be used for you. It's editable and printable. So we just thought this would be an easy thing for you to either you can print them off if you want, or you can just use them virtually and use them via email. You don't actually have to print them if you don't have a mechanism in which that would make any sense. We just wanted to give you something tangible that you could either attach to a document, an email, and send them out, or you can embed it. And that brings me to the next thing we provided for you, down just a little bit, the email template sample inviting citizens. We actually we gave you a sample of what we would create for you, which is an email with an embedded flyer in the body if you think that the attachment is not the best way to do that. And, of course, what you'll see is that it's the generic flyer. So once you have your flyer, you know, edited with the time and the location and the contact information, then if you get it back to us, we'll embed it in an email for you if you don't know how to do that. So we're happy to create that sample email. And that would be an email that you can invite citizens to come to the event on January 16th. Plus, it also mentions the Facebook Live event, so invites them to both of those. And then we also gave you an email template to invite legislators, and that would be to give to your legislators to invite their peers. So it would be an email that they would send. We provided it for them so they didn't have to think about it, but they could edit it any way they want to, cut and paste it, and that way they can get it off to their peers to be a part of this. And then the I Stand for Faith pledge, which is a simple pledge. Now, there are some states where this is going to be just a short, simple press release. This pledge is going to be used throughout the entire 6 months. It'll be On the website, we're encouraging people to join by doing something, taking a stand and actually signing the pledge. The pledge is very simple. You'll see it's basically a commitment to pray and take a stand. And so we provided that, and again, it'll be on the website, but we also gave you a hard copy. And then but also we combined the pledge, and this is something that I want for those of you who want to have some sort of a combination. It's not just the Keep Faith in America, but you also want to announce the formation of your prayer caucus. You want to have a little more formal. It's going to be a little longer ceremony. I know some of you were doing that. What we did was we did our call to prayer document that we've had legislators sign in the past, which is part of the call to prayer. It's called part of the Pray USA. And what we did is we added the pledge at the bottom of that, the last paragraph. We added the pledge so that if you sign that, you're basically signing the call to prayer original document and the formation of your caucus, and you're signing the pledge as well. So that counts for, signing the pledge and being a part of this Keep Faith in America. So you can take a look at that document. So you don't have to sign both, obviously, and you don't have to sign any of them, really, at your event. But we found that by having something to sign, it sort of gave the ceremony a little bit of weight. You can either just have them sign the simple pledge, and you can have everybody in the room sign the pledge. That's ideally, have pledges for everybody to sign them and turn them in. And then you can also have, you can also use the other pledge, the bigger pledge. So, and of course, if you have any questions about that, just ask Summer or Jess. Anybody can help you with that. And then kind of keeping on going down, we also provided you a page with sample media posts. Now, that's just the beginning, just FYI. That is not by any stretch going to be all the posts that we're going to be creating for this thing, but we just gave you something to start with, to start inviting if you wanted to post about the upcoming thing. I don't know that we're going to really start posting at the national level, probably for a little bit of time. We're still working it out, but I doubt if we'll start posting on all of our pages and encouraging people to post, maybe even till before Christmas or after Christmas, mid-December after Christmas. We're still working on that, but we'll kind of let you know what we're going to do on that. And then, of course, we provided two sample resolutions, a sample proclamation. And then also, if somebody wanted to create their own proclamation or revise it, we also gave another example of other items that can be included in a proclamation. So there's lots of options for you there. And then the sample agenda, if you're doing an event at your Capitol and need an agenda, if your legislators are wondering, what should we say, how should we roll this out, we gave you a very, very simple sample agenda. You'll notice for those that have done big launch events, it is not nearly as detailed as when we create a launch event for you, because we felt that there is such a wide variety of events that are happening. We didn't feel like we really could say this is the one. Some are doing a 15-minute thing. Some are doing much longer. So we really are trying to give you the freedom to put this event, but we want it to, contain the same elements, these are all of our events should be very professional. They should be very governmental. These are not church services. They shouldn't feel like a church service. They should feel like a ceremony that would be, that a legislator would do. So that's the main thing. And that, like all of our events, we pretty much try to keep it the legislators themselves on the platform, because once you start going beyond that, it gets a little crazy. But in this situation, there's actually a little bit of leeway if there's certainly celebrities, if you want celebrities to be, there singing national anthem or even making appearances if you have one. And I want to just kind of step back on that one. One of the things about this Facebook Live event, which I'm going to talk about, because right now I'm just talking about your physical event at your Capitol. One of the things that the guys that are doing this Facebook Live event encouraged is said, if state capitals want to encourage to have celebrities, if you know of celebrities or people that are a draw and they will come to you, to this event, they're more likely to come to this event, or they may want to be a part of this event and make a statement, because it's going to be broadcast to millions of people. So it's not like just a – so if you have – you know, I don't know, Kevin and Sam Sorbo, or, you know, any of these people, or Tony Romo, or if you're friends with Tim Tebow. I mean, I know I'm getting extreme here of the people that we could get, but if you have connections with these folks and they could come, we absolutely, this would be the perfect time to have them come be a part of these events so that they can make a statement on this Facebook Live event and be a part of it. But, you know, other than that, we're not necessarily looking for local pastors and things like that, because they usually, again, take it in a direction that we're not looking to go. We're looking for it to stay in the language and in the posture of the government leaders, with celebrities bringing in maybe their voice for the draw and the appeal for the millennials and for people to, you know, to see them on the Facebook Live event as a part of this. So that's just a side note. Again, we can talk more about that. And also, we gave you a link to a 10-minute audio. Many of you were on the teleconference call with Randy Forbes and myself and all the Tapestry group and a bunch of people that were talking about this in November. And we just cut out the 9 minutes or so of Randy's talk where he was describing the Key Faith in America, so that if you wanted to give something quick to somebody who said, well, what is this, you can send them that 9-minute clip, and they'll get it right from Congressman Randy Forbes. I think I hit everything. Talking points. We also gave you talking points. It's about a 2-page document, and this is at the end of the agenda, and it's also in a separate document, so that the legislators, if they're asking, well, you know, what do you want us to say? What should we say? We try to give you some scope of what to say in the talking point document. All right, I think that is everything that we send in this packet, and take a look at all of that. If there's anything that's not here that you need, well, if you need it, somebody else probably needs it, so definitely speak up, because we want to get it to you. We're going to be creating a couple more packets as well that will be, one will be a champion packet. I have some folks that have said, I want to promote this. They're not legislators. They're not leaders of organizations. They're just citizens out there that say, what do you want me to do? I'm all about this. That'll have 3 or 4 items in it. We also have a packet that we're putting together for leaders of organizations. So all those folks that are saying, yes, we want to be a core partner, we want to be involved, we're putting a packet together for them of how their organization can be a core partner in this whole initiative. So those are coming. We're working on those right now. But just so you know, for all the people that you guys are connected to that are going to want something like that, we are putting it together. And if you have somebody in your world or in your network that neither us, you know, a packet for them as a leader of an organization, packet for legislators, and a packet for just champions that are just Joe Citizen out there that wants to promote this, we're also going to put an email together for somebody who we're asking to create a 30-second or 45-second video. So for a lot of these celebrities that we're friends with, for example, they're not going to necessarily be able to go to an event, any of the Capitol events, but they might be willing to just put together 30 seconds on a video, and we will be able to play their video during this Facebook Live event. So they will effectively be a part of this event, even though they're not at any of the Capitols physically. So we're putting an email together for that too. So if you know somebody and they can't come to the event, that's the second ask. Well, hey, would you put a little short video together, and here's all the information you need, and just get it to us by X deadline, and be a part of this Facebook Live event. So I just wanted to let you know. Let me jump to the Facebook Live event right now too. So as you know, this is a 2-part thing. We're having events at the Capitol, at every Capitol that we can at the state and the U.S. Capitol. The way that this Facebook Live event, and those are excellent in and of themselves, those are meaningful and important, and we want to get press at those events. We want to make a big deal about those events. Those events in and of themselves are significant and important. And we said to ourselves, how do we broadcast this and make sure that people who can't show up at these events are able to be a part of it? And not only that, but wouldn't it be wonderful if we could link all of these events in a big statement to where it's no longer 30 separate events, but one giant nationwide stand up, take a stand for faith spoken out by our legislators and celebrities and key leaders and people that would stand up and one voice make a statement. So that's where this Facebook Live event came into play. So as you well know, there is a new, well, you may not know, there is a new app called Worldwide Live App that has just been developed by some friends of ours, and they have, it's not even on the market yet. It's only been beta tested. If you watched the Awaken the Dawn event on the Facebook Live event, that was this team. That was their app and this group. That was their beta test for this, and it worked like a charm. It was beautiful. They now are going to do another, the next thing they're doing is for us on January 16th. Now, it's a little different than what they did in Awaken the Dawn. It's a little more complex because it's at multiple locations versus multiple cameras at one location. So we're going to be pretty much their test case for being able to do this nationwide event. So this is going to be, what the components of this is that there will have to be recorders, and I was calling them reporters, but I'm actually changing it to recorders because recorders is really what you are. You are essentially you, meaning whoever you identify in your state. You're going to identify one, two, three people that are technically at least, they don't have to be savvy, but they certainly have to be competent to download an app to their phone, the Worldwide Live app, to their phone with instructions. There's going to be an instruction meeting, I think, probably mid-December. We haven't set the date yet. I'm working with Danny on that. In fact, I'd like to get some feedback from you guys. So the recorder will download an app to their phone with some instructions, and it is literally as simple as pointing and shooting, pushing a few buttons, and you are now recording the event and sending that recording back to the studio where they essentially are getting the recordings from all the events across the nation, and it's like a television studio where they're looking at all the videos that are coming in and they're switching from video to video with a host. The Facebook Live event will be hosted. There will be videos interjected that are up in the cloud that have been either pre-taped. So, for example, if Oklahoma is a perfect example, they were not going to be in session on January 16th. So 20 senators got together, and they did an event already, and they've already taped it, and they've already downloaded it, and they've already sent it to us. So it's right there in the cloud ready to be interjected into the Facebook Live event. And so there will be, say, let's just say the Facebook Live event, and I'm making this number up, don't hold me to this, let's just say it runs from 4 to 8 Eastern time on January 16th. And the U.S. Capitol event is actually at 6 o'clock or at 7 o'clock Eastern time. Well, you have your event at 12 o'clock Eastern time. And your event will be taped, it will be live, it will come back to the cloud, and it will be ready to roll into the Facebook Live later in the day when the event goes live. So anything that you do will just simply be captured in the cloud and will be ready to insert into the Facebook Live event when the event is held, which is why the U.S. Capitol event will probably be later in the day for two reasons. One, they're just coming into votes on that Tuesday, January 16th, so we have to do it later in the day. Most of them wouldn't even be there if we did it earlier. And we're going to have to do it around their votes. And so we're working with them on what's the best time to do it so that we could get as many of them there as possible. Of course, it's always a guess. So we're going to probably have to be flexible. But that's the beauty of this. I mean, if they even have to change their time, it really doesn't matter. We'll just get it on the Facebook Live event when they end up having their event. So, and that's how also the pre-taped statements from anybody, like say, you know, Tim Tebow does a little 30-second taping for us, it'll just be captured and we'll insert it into the Facebook Live event on the day of. And it's not just celebrities. We're also going to ask some of the key, some high-level leaders in the faith community, people like Tony Perkins or Tim Wildman or different ones who have a lot of visibility and influence in the Christian arena, and we know that because of the influence that came after the, you know, they told us who the 10 top people were that influenced them for the Trump, you know, the elections last November. So some of those folks potentially might also be asked to insert, you know, little 30-second clips into this Facebook Live event. All righty. We haven't actually – two more little things, and then I'm going to open it up for questions. We are planning on having another Keep Faith in America call before the end of the year. Right now, again, don't hold me to this, we're leaning toward December 15th. It's a Friday. We don't usually like to do them on Friday, but we're running into a lot of scheduling challenges, and it looks like that, even though we would have liked to have done it 12, 13, or 14, looks like it might have to be the 15th, which actually, as it turns out, isn't a horrible date as we get into the end of the year for that. So we're looking at doing one more Keep Faith in America call for legislators, for leaders of organizations, for all of you. We also are going to have a training meeting for the people who are going to be your recorders. So you want to start thinking who in your sphere would be a great person to be a recorder that has at least some competence to be able to download the app and hold the app still. You're going to need to, clearly some might have tripods, but even if you had a back of a chair and you just, you know, were able to set it on the thing, you want to set it on something stable, somebody that has maybe some savvy of being able to at least have a conversation with the headquarters about any, you know, Wi-Fi connections in the Capitol, any downloads that might have to happen. Again, I've been assured that it is not complex. It does not take an expert. You do not have to be an IT genius. But they said it'd be much better if you had somebody who was at least competent that could have, that understands the language and some basic concepts of downloading apps and maybe, you know, uploading, you know, videos and things like that. So you're going to look for, and you can have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 recorders. You can have as many recorders as you want to that get it from different angles. Maybe some recorders are you know, do some one-on-one interviews that we could use. I mean, so there's a lot of options that we can do. And in those situations, there will be, on the training, they're going to get into more detail. But the two things I know that they said were the things they have to overcome is any limitations to being able to Wi-Fi, you know, stream anything live from the Capitol. If it's inside the Capitol, some capitals have some restrictions on streaming video out and using the Wi-Fi. So we just need to overcome that. You know, and there's ways to overcome it. We just need to figure out how you're going to do it in your state. And then the second thing is, if you're doing any kind of interview, this app, as you imagine, just picture, you're basically pointing and shooting. So whatever ambient noises are around, you're catching all of those too. So if it's quiet and it's just the speaker, and you're 10 foot in front of the speaker, you're fine because you're basically just picking up the speaker. But if you're in a room and you're trying to do an interview with somebody and there's people talking around you, you're going to get everybody's voices. So you're going to need to have some sort of a Bluetooth or headset that would be, you know, connected to your phone. So just like me, I'm talking on my Bluetooth right now. So if I was going to do an interview with somebody and I had the app on my phone, I would literally take my Bluetooth and I would just hand it to them, let them put the Bluetooth on and talk to me. And I would just say, hey, I would just say, okay, give me 30 seconds, answer this question for me. They'd answer the question. That's all it takes. I mean, it's not complex. It's just, you know, you have to kind of know the basics of how to get the best footage for what we're going to do for this Facebook Live event. So I'm going to stop talking. I've taken up a lot of time just to give you a lot of details, but I wanted to get us all on the same page. And let's open it up now and answer any questions that you might have.
Leah, this is Debbie in Texas.
Hey, Deb.
I had to get on the call a little bit late because I was talking to the chairman of our caucus down here. Am I understanding correctly that we could do an event anytime between now and then and just post it in the cloud?
Yeah, Debbie, you can. Mm-hmm. You really can. Oklahoma said we don't have any way of doing it on January 16th. So they were in there for special session. They got 20 senators together. They did an event at the Capitol. They videotaped it. They downloaded it to us, and it's now ready to insert. So absolutely, if you can do it beforehand and you need to, that works fine.
Okay. Well, can we do it tomorrow?
Yes. You can do it tomorrow.
I mean, we've got all our state representatives going to be in Austin. They won't be there again until the following September all at one time.
I would love it if you did it tomorrow. That'd be fantastic.
But how do we get training to learn how to be a recorder quickly? And we don't have signed. And
yeah, you don't need to do the recording on the app. You literally can do the recording anyway. Summer, do you know how the folks in Oklahoma did it? Did they use an iPhone, or did they actually have a video? How'd they do it?
Actually, I'm not sure. I can find out. I will find out. I'm pretty sure it was their phone, though.
Yeah, Debbie, I've been told by these app people that the iPhone video recorder is as good as any video out there. And if you do an event where you have your legislators there and you get two or three people that have an iPhone and they just record it on their iPhones and then upload it and we'll give you instructions on uploading it, that literally is as good as you need to do.
So tomorrow, without any prompting, without them knowing what's coming or what we're doing, I can prompt them by saying, I stand for faith in America, because why? Could you please speak that into the phone? Tell us who you are, where you're from, who you represent, and why you stand for faith in America. And that's it?
Well, Debbie, let's you and I talk offline on exactly what you do. It sounds like we need to have a conversation, because we've sent you an entire packet with an agenda, talking points, everything. So we would need to just look at that packet. You take a look at that packet and us talk through what you could actually pull off and what would work. So why don't you and I talk offline on that?
Thank you.
And Leah, this is Donna in Kansas. I just looked through my emails. I don't have that packet. So I went on the website and I typed in LIFFT plan for an event, and nothing comes up. So I'm needing more help.
Donna, that's a great question. So, you know, Jessica is going to find out why you didn't receive it, and also, if you know what happened with that, she'll navigate with you on that. It is not at any place that you can download it. You actually have to get a link. So we
I have a one page LIFFT, and so I have a one page, but I don't have a packet.
Yeah, Donna, that list of whatever you have, LIFFT, that's old, whatever it is, don't use that. I don't know what that is exactly. Everything right now is Keep Faith in America, and it's all about Keep Faith in America. The website's keepfaithinamerica.com. The Facebook page is Keep Faith in America. So, by the way, the Facebook page is up now. The Keep Faith in America Facebook page is up, and the website should be up in probably a few weeks, and that'll also be a great source. But in the meantime, you can only get this information from us if we send you a link. And anybody else on the call that did not get the email that was sent out yesterday, make sure you get to Jess and she'll get it to you.
Okay.
Thanks, Donna. Anybody else? Okay.
I have a question. Betty in North Dakota. There on the list of things, you have a couple of different proclamations and a couple of different resolutions. What should I send to my governor? The proclamation, the resolution? What are we doing there?
Proclamations are usually sent to governors. Go ahead and use, if you like it, go ahead and send the sample proclamation. If your governor comes back and says, well, we like this proclamation, but we aren't sure about this, that, and the other, they're welcome to edit it however they want to, remove things. And some people are saying they like creating their own proclamation. And if they like creating their own proclamation, we gave you potential ideas to include in a proclamation, right? So that's what that second document is for. But if your governor, if if your governor is willing to sign a proclamation, just send them the proclamation the sample proclamation that's there. The resolution is usually for the legislators. That we gave two sample resolutions for the resolutions, legislators to use.
Okay, and that's what I assumed, but I just wasn't sure since it followed the proclamation. I'm thinking, are there different rules for different states? So just double checked on that, and that's fine. I believe he will be willing to sign a proclamation. It's going to take some work, but we're getting him a lot closer to understanding what we're trying to do. And really, since this is a lot about unity, he's going to want to be a part of this. And so I think we can get him to work on it. Like I say, it'll be a push. I just wish I could get my legislators on board. I don't hear back from any of them. And I don't know, just quickly to throw out, Leah, you and I can talk about this tomorrow. Are you hearing anything from my senator?
Yeah, let's talk off online on that, Betty. I'd have to go back and you know, look at emails and phone calls and stuff. But absolutely, let's you and I talk off online. And Summer,
okay.
Maybe you, me, and Summer can have a conversation.
Yeah, that would be great. I'm really at a stalemate here.
Great. All right. We'd be happy
Thanks.
To help you, Betty.
Thanks. Mm-hmm.
Anybody else? I'll give you a sec to get off mute. All right, Summer. Well, I'm going to pass it over to you.
Great. Well, I'm going to go over just a couple of things. First of all, it's just very exciting to see the opportunities here. And again, just remind everyone that this is the beginning of a ongoing movement. And this, you know, January 16th is just the beginning with the launch of the legislators on January 16th. And then February is churches. And each month there's a different focus that we hope you all will participate in some way, and more to come on all of that. But
I'm sorry. Can I just add one more thing? I totally forgot to tell them one of the things that I thought was the most exciting about all of it. The thing that when you started talking about that reminded of absolutely March's universities, April we're focusing on school boards, city councils, and there's a strategy for every group that we're reaching. And then May, National Day of Prayer, we've met with them a couple times, and we all feel like let's just get all of us behind National Day of Prayer. So it's a beautiful thing. And then we have Lift America groups that are forming that are talking about how can they pray for the nation ongoing and stand for faith. The thing that I got excited about is we've been this group, that this strategic group that came together and began to meet on a regular basis about how to create a strategy to combat the anti-faith strategies. And this group, they said as strategists, again, you know that they are strategists, they said you basically have to build a strategy and then people need to, you know, people will come on board. You can't just all come together and vote and say, hey, what should we all do? It doesn't work that way. And it never has worked, and that's why we don't all have a strategy on our side. But the thing that was most exciting for me is after the teleconference call, when we talked with a group of leaders of the prayer networks, and I'd say probably represented in that meeting of 10 or so people were probably, I'd say, I don't know, Summer, maybe 70% of all the prayer networks in the nation probably represented in that meeting, because Dave Butts is, of course, over in the National Prayer Committee, which is the association for all the, you know, about 70 prayer networks. Anyways, and several others that were in there, very significant. The thing that excited me the most was when they came together and said, we feel like we need to get behind and even align our strategy for 2018 in parallel and congruous with what this Keep Faith in America plan is. Why wouldn't we join what's already moving and happening, and legislators and organizations are getting on board and moving forward? When I heard the prayer intercessory group say, we want to join and be on board and we want to be in line with this, I have to tell you, my heart just leapt because I felt like, okay, now, now we're talking. We have got, you know, we've got the workers and the doers, and every one of us has been on our knees and been moving forward and trusting, and we've been putting our feet to the ground. And now the Lord is lining up the not only the organizations but the prayer networks and the intercessors. I just feel like it just thrilled my soul, and I thought, okay, Lord, I can just watch you do this and unravel your plan and your purposes. And bring favor and do your thing, because you are obviously bringing a unified army of prayers and networks and intercessors and doers. So anyway, I just had to throw that out and say I'm just so excited about the response that has come from so many angles, and especially the prayer groups. I'm sorry, back to you, Summer.
No, very important. Thank you. Yes, very, very important. Well, good. Just and does anybody have any comments on that? I always want to make sure people have an opportunity to respond. Okay, good. I just want to mention a couple of things, honestly. Again, just to reiterate that the goal for January 16th is ideally for the governor to sign a proclamation, the states to pass a resolution, and then to hold a press conference of sorts with professional press conference. And there are some that have the option of doing a call to prayer pledge option. So those states that are either used to doing a call to prayer every year or want to do an announcement of the formation of their legislative prayer caucus, that call to prayer pledge option, which is in the packet that Leah just mentioned, can be used during that time. So those are the three major things we're trying to see accomplished on or before on January 16th. And I know many of you have seen kind of the smart sheet that we're trying to work with, and appreciate your help on helping us keep that updated, and we'll be working together more in the days ahead on that. But again, right now, because of the holidays and before we know it, January 16th is going to be upon us, we want to make sure that the location is secured and the time. So many of you already have done that. Some of you were waiting for this packet. So as soon as possible, if you can, you know, make sure that your legislators understand all the elements of it, and then determine, ideally it would be the rotunda. We understand that some of the states cannot reserve the rotunda without the governor, and that's in process, but all, you know, they hold press conferences all the time. So wherever they have the press conference in the Capitol, if the rotunda is not an option, would be perfect, of course. And then there's, again, the spreadsheet that we're working with goes through all the different details and logistics that need to be done on that day. So we'll be working together to do that. Also, as Leah mentioned in the packet, are the invitations to potential speakers and participants, as well as those you may want to invite to join. So the sooner that these invitations can go out, specifically even to pastors and prayer leaders, ministry leaders, those that you want to make sure that they have saved the date, the sooner the better that we can get those out. And again, just, I know you all are well aware and are working in this direction, but we want to make sure that this is as ethnically and denominationally diverse as possible. We want this to be a picture of heaven. So we appreciate you all doing all you can just to work with us. And we're doing all we can to back you up. So we'll continue to be in conversation around how we can support your efforts to make sure that you have everything that you need to support your state legislators. Any questions on that?
Summer, just to recap, you said the third one, governor proclamation, legislative resolution, and the third one was a press release?
A press conference in the state capitol.
Press conference, okay.
Yes. And Representative Powell is well aware. He's planning on getting with you this week, it sounds like.
Yeah, but he's calling me at 10:30. Yeah, okay.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so press conference would be, again, professional press conference, legislator-led. Ideally, it would be pastors and ministry leaders and prayer leaders and so forth there to support them. And then an option to do this, either a pledge signing or a call to prayer pledge combo that would be more so around announcing the formation of the new prayer caucus.
Okay.
And then,
Summer, let me just add something too. The other thing that legislators are also doing is speaking at events. We've encouraged them whenever I've talked to legislators, and we have some that are speaking at pastors' conferences. They're going to events and they're saying, I want these talking points. I want to use these all throughout January. And we're saying, yes, be a spokesman for this. Anywhere you might be going, speaking to pastors, speaking to groups of Christians, bring up this movement. Use these talking points. This is meant not to just be a single event. This is meant to be a conversation that's ongoing. The other thing is that if you have people that you're inviting to come to this event, they may not come if you have a pastor who's pretty well known and you know, definitely take the time to interview them while they're there. They may not be there from the platform, but take your camera over, take your phone over, get one of your recorders over there and interview, why do you think it's important that we keep faith in America? You know, how important is it that we pray for our leaders? How important is it that churches, capture all these videos, and then we need to, it just reminds me, Summer, we need to probably give everybody a release if they capture it, they're sort of giving their release. But anyways, the point is we'll use these clips for all kinds of things throughout the entire movement. There's not just this one January 16th event. Then February, we're going to be focusing on the churches and the pastors. And I would love to have clips of pastors at these events that were saying it that we can send out and put in Facebook posts and things like that. So, I don't know, maybe just to be safe, we might have to get them to sign a simple little release saying, yes, you can use my clip. But encourage people to come and capture them.
Mm-hmm. Would it be sufficient? I can imagine that a lot of them would like to see how they are captured. So if we film a little clip and then we immediately email that to them so it's on their phone, they can send us back a reply that says, you have my permission to use this.
Oh, you know what, Debbie? Even better than that, just film them saying that you can use it.
I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah, say, this is, film their name. This is so-and-so, so-and-so, and so-and-so, and I get permission to use this clip for the Keep Faith in America campaign. Literally, that's all they need to do. Just get it on camera and then ask them the first question. That's perfect. Now, you can show them. What's that?
That would hold up in court.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. It does. I do. Yeah, we do that. We've done that with other videos. Yeah.
Yeah. That was going to be my recommendation. But you definitely want to make sure that they're aware that this, whatever they say, will be used and it will go, national, have national publicity, essentially. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And in fact, you can do that at any time, you guys. You don't even have to do it on the January 16th event. These are the kinds of clips. If you know people capturing this kind of stuff, ask that simple question and get their permission on the video. And then there's a way to, we have a downloadable location that you can, all the instructions are in this packet of how to get us those clips. And you can do them on the event. And that's a great way to get pastors to that event, though, too, is that we'd also like to interview you when you come. Or people that might not have come if they're just sitting in the audience. So.
Very good. Just a couple other thoughts as it relates to the agenda script. There is a sample agenda script in the packet, and you'll see that there's a place potentially. There's a lot of room for modification, obviously. They don't have to do a pledge or a song. I've got a patriotic song. But, for instance, in Tennessee, Representative Pody and Marlene have connections with some of the Nashville celebrities, if you will, and so they're having somebody, one of the Mandrell sisters, coming in singing God Bless America or a patriotic song. So those are just some other elements and options that you can think about and talk with your legislators. The sooner that you can meet with them and go over the packet and potentially play the 10-minute audio of Congressman Forbes, and even at that point, you may, depending on time, you'll want to obviously go through the strategy document and be really thinking through this next session, and most of you have already done that or are already in that process, but for some of the new ones, just wanted to mention that. So it's hopefully all of this is helpful, and as you go through the elements of the packet, if you have any questions, definitely feel free to reach out to us, and we'll be having ongoing conversation, obviously. My last thought is that as it relates to the last meeting, a state director meeting in December, it would potentially be December 28th, the last Thursday of the month. I'm thinking with the potential of another Keep Faith in America call and a training that we probably don't need to do that, but we'll go ahead and I just want to put that out there as the possibility of us not having that meeting. We'll follow up with you on that. If you absolutely feel like it's necessary, then we will do it. But I realize we obviously realize that's a very busy time. So we want to make sure everybody has enough opportunities to come together and ask questions and share and connect, but also realize that it's a busy time.
Summer, is there a way to print off the entire packet without having to go one by one?
If there's not, we can make that an option. I know just
because some of them are Word documents and some of them are PDF and some of them are editable.
Okay.
And
okay.
It just was, I don't think that we can put them all together in one doc.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. All right. Any other questions? I know we have just a few minutes left.
And thank you. I got it already. I'm printing it off.
Oh, good. Okay, great. Great, great. All right. Well,
Leah, would I be able to talk to you immediately after this?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do it.
Excellent. All right. Well, then let's go ahead and close in prayer. If I could have Joel, close us in prayer. That would be fantastic.
Sure. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, and Lord, we thank you for this event coming up now on January 16th. And Lord, we just give it over to you. And Lord, we ask that you would bless our plans. Lord, that you would cause our plans to come together, that this would truly be a magnificent event. Lord, that your name would be lifted up and praised, that you would get all the glory for what is about to happen on January 16th. Lord, we ask that you would grant us success. Lord, that our plans would come together, that this would be a great event, but that it would also spark our nation and move them unto prayer, whether it be legislators, whether it be governors, whether it be those in our federal government, whether it be pastors, educators. Lord, this has the potential to go all the way down through society. And so, Lord, we ask that what is going to be inaugurated on January 16th would indeed flow down to the rest of our nation. Lord, we have so often prayed and beseeched you for national revival. And Lord, we pray that this event would indeed spark a national revival that would just flood our nation. Lord, what we want is for the United States of America to once again become a Christian nation where people worship you and honor you and give you glory. Lord, we ask that you would use this event to transform us into a praying nation. Lord, we pray that the work of evangelism would even happen through this, that people would wake up and take notice and see what is happening in our nation. Lord, we pray that this event would be used to triumph over our enemies, that it would be a catalyst for religious freedom in our nation, that legislators would take notice and see that religious freedom is something that needs to be protected. Lord, in the final analysis, Lord, we just give all this over into your hands. We put it in your lap. And, Lord, we know it's a beautiful thing. And so, Lord, we just ask that you would lay your hands upon it and bless it. Bless each one of us, Lord, that our plans would come together, and that we would be successful in this endeavor, because it's our gift to you this year. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Joel. thank each and every one of you. As always, we pray for you. We appreciate your leadership and your faithfulness and your obedience to the Lord, and we trust the Lord to bless you, and we look forward to being in conversation very soon. God bless y'all.
Thanks so much.
Bye.
Thank you. Thank you.
Leah?
Hey, Deb. You want to, let me call you. I've got to send one email over to Summer for Betty real quick, and I have to go to the bathroom. Let me call you in about 30 seconds, or give me a minute.
Well,
okay,
hey,
bye.
Hey, yeah, bye.
Bye.